So good morning, Chris Groskopf.
Good morning, John.
Getting a lot of date offers these days?
Date offers?
Yeah.
I don't know about that exactly.
Well, you're a new sort of quasi-single fellow, right, whose marriage sort of went south, and you're not happy about that. Let's just say that for the record, correct?
That's correct.
And your son and his soon-to-be ex-wife are headed to Tyler, Texas.
Right.
And that's not a happy thought either.
No, not really.
So your solution to this family predicament is what? And much of the internet seems to know all about it this morning.
That's true, unexpectedly. In thinking through the process over the last 6 months, I sort of came to the consideration that I needed to find a way to make this positive. And I decided that I would take the skills that I've learned in Chicago, working with the government in Chicago and working with data in Chicago, and apply those directly to Tyler and build applications and things to improve the community and focus on positive things that I can do there.
Now, does Tyler, Texas want you to do this for them?
That's a good question. If not for the publicity, I probably wouldn't have asked. These are things which can be done by citizens in general. There's data available, and it can be made better and more accessible.
Basically, the idea is to improve the transparency of government in Tyler, Texas, which we should say is a big city, but is a pretty traditional place.
Yeah, and not necessarily just transparency, but also efficiency, making things more accessible to citizens.
Meetings, government forms, that sort of thing.
Right. It's remarkably difficult to find your polling place online in Tyler, which is a strong disincentive to voting.
Now, since this is public, I have to ask all this. I don't know if I normally would if we were sitting at a bar or something together, but is your wife thrilled about all this attention you're getting?
I don't think she's dissatisfied with the attention. I think she would be, she's somewhat concerned she might be unfairly maligned. But in general, this has been my way of turning what could have been a very negative experience into something positive, which I can enjoy. And I think she's happy for that.
And you get to be close to your son.
And that's, of course, the most important thing.
And you have to live in Tyler. Lovely place.
Yes.
Lovely. Wonderful place. Right?
I hope so. I've never even been there. I definitely don't want to unfairly malign the place. That was not my intention.
No. Let's keep it all above board here. We want to get out of this conversation all with our jobs and you on speaking terms with your soon-to-be ex-wife, Chris. That's our aspiration. Now, would you recommend internet apps as a solution to marital disharmony as a sort of a broad, kind of option?
I don't think so. I think this is for a pretty narrow population segment.
But in general, I mean, you know, it's kind of like nursing or, I suppose, dog catching. You know, you can do it anywhere, right?
That's true. It's very portable.
Well, Chris, I'm glad to hear that you've got a good plan B working for you. And good luck in Tyler, Texas. We'll talk to you when you get out there.
Great. Thanks, John.
And I wouldn't, knock on your wife's door like in the first week, okay?
Okay.
Chris Groskopf, news applications developer at the Chicago Tribune, Tyler, Texas bound.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.